Perhaps like me, you had the best of intentions at the beginning of the pandemic lockdown. Bake a bit of bread, revisit that musical instrument sitting in your cupboard, work on that side hustle that would bring in some extra income. And then reality strikes. 6 weeks later, your sourdough starter is dead. Your ukulele is still sitting untouched in that cupboard, and the ABN application form is still in your downloads folder on your computer. Now, there have been some good things. You've done things you never dreamed you'd be able to do, like watch a Broadway musical or Shakespeare at the Globe Theater, all for free in the comfort of your own home in your PJs. But when all is accounted for, your ambition is shattered, your assignments are late, and you feel busy and stressed, and you know that can't be. There's nothing else for you to do. It's all meaningless. It's all distraction. What's the point? Now, speaking of the bard, Shakespeare is known for totally getting the human condition and painting a verbal picture of our despair and joy and hardship with both humor and sincerity. People of all stripes feel like he gets them. And yet, when it comes to meaninglessness and distraction, Shakespeare wishes he'd been the one to pen the words of Ecclesiastes. Solomon, the wise teacher, king, son of David, he gets us. He tried it all: wisdom, pleasure, folly, work, wealth, relationships. It was all meaninglessness. He says, Chapter one, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. And verse three, what do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. Now, here's my play on if Solomon were writing Ecclesiastes during the COVID-19 lockdown. The eye never has enough of seeing, not the ear, its fill of hearing becomes. I binge watch all the series on Netflix and there's nothing new on Spotify to listen to. Or I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly becomes. Alcohol plus pranking the neighbors was not a good mix. Or acquiring a harem, the delights of a man's heart, becomes watching porn online to feel good in the moment. I undertake great projects becomes check out the new shed. I stood outside Bunnings for over an hour so I could get the supplies. Hear that tap dripping? No, neither do I. Or, I amassed the treasure of kings and provinces becomes, I've been using online retail therapy to self-medicate for my quarantine. Or, I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone becomes, no one can beat me at Settlers of Catan. Or, I amassed silver and gold for myself becomes, 9 weeks ago, I bought stock in Zoom. Just saying. Or, I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me becomes, yeah, my TikTok went viral last week. It's all meaninglessness and distraction. Solomon writes in verse 17 of chapter 2, so I hated life because the work that is under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Perhaps, like Solomon, you too feel a lack of purpose and dignity in life, particularly during the lockdown. You lack reason for getting out of bed in the morning. Your life is missing a sense of worthiness and self-respect. What did Jesus have to say about purpose and dignity? Jesus entered a world, our world, in a time where people like us were finding their purpose and worth in wisdom, pleasure, folly, work, and relationships. And to these people, to us, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and follow me. He asked for men and women to join him in his kingdom work, to bring people into a right relationship with God, to love God and love others perfectly. He showed us how the true wisdom of living was found in loving God and loving others perfectly. He showed us how to feast and party with forgiven sinners. He showed us the foolishness of the world and its leaders in living for self. He showed us that to work was to lay down your life and pick up your cross daily. But the burden is not heavy, for Jesus carries it with us. And true rest was to be found in Him. And relationships are healed and restored when we love as He loved and serve as He did. Our dignity comes from being agents of His kingdom work, spilling out in our COVID-19 physically distant restrictions. The fruit of the Spirit of Christ comes love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is our purpose and dignity, to be as Christ, to love God and others perfectly. This is our reason for getting up in the morning. This is our for what. Now Solomon concludes, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." Perhaps you would love to know for yourself what Jesus taught and how He lived. You can explore a biography written by a contemporary of Jesus, translated from ancient Greek into English, that's included in your Bible. Send us a message and we'll connect you with a student who can read this biography with you or join one of our online discussion groups. We'd love to hear from you.